Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the latest edition of the Excellent Talent Voiceover Podcast. And with me this month is the one and only Olivia Birchenough, well known to anyone who's up at 6 a.m. watching Milkshake on Channel 5.
Indeed. Hello.
Welcome.
Hi.
Thanks for coming and taking time out of your busy schedule today. Tell us what you've hot-footed from Camden. What were you doing?
I have. So our Channel 5 studios have just moved. So got the train at 7 o'clock this morning to come down from Manchester home. And we had a welcome cupcake morning this morning, so it's been quite a nice morning over at Channel 5.
It must be a lot of early starts for you. What's that like? What time does your alarm go off typically?
About 4:30. We go live from 6, so it's a bit of an early start, but it's good. It's good fun once you're awake.
And what time do you have to go to bed if you're getting up at 4? What time should you go to
bed? When I first got the job, I started going to bed at 9 o'clock. I'd be in bed making myself asleep at 9 o'clock. It's kind of got progressively later and later, because you feel like you're losing a day almost. It dawns on your next day, especially if you're live on the morning, you know, it looms over your weekend. So you can't, I learned quickly, you can't really live like that. You just kind of, you have to suck it up afterwards and just be tired for the rest of the day. We're live Monday to Friday. We record Saturday, Sunday.
Must be a relief.
Yeah, get our weekends. Well, that's only because we're on tour at the weekends, so we can't do it both.
Yeah, so tell us about the tour. You're doing live presenting and a tour.
Live theatre show. So my degree, I kind of started in acting. I went to Rose Bruford Drama School at 18 and did a course called European Theatre Arts. We did a lot of the traditional elements, but it was more of kind of an ensemble course, a physical theatre course. So I went and studied in Estonia for 4 months and did all kind of like aerial silks and gymnastics. And then in my third year at Bruford, I decided to write to every children's presenting TV channel under the sun. And heard nothing back from anyone, surprise, surprise, until about 5 months later I got an email from Channel 5 saying they were looking for a new presenter, mainly for their theatre show, their tour. So I sent them a piece of me talking to camera about baking cakes, about how I'd run a few half marathons and I'd love to run the marathon, you know. They called me to kind of general auditions for the theatre tour. So my first auditions for Channel 5 were in a theatre environment. That was kind of what they saw me for. I kind of got through those rounds and then got called back for a couple of screen tests and then found out I got the job like a month before I left Rose Bruford. So in my screen test was the first time I'd had somebody live talking in my ear and looking at a camera, really, and found I could do it and found that I could listen to somebody talking in my ear at the same time as I was speaking. So we did 1 year's theatre tour, and now we're on the second theatre tour that I've done with them. It is hard work. I mean, as it comes to the end of the first year, it was kind of like, right, we're all ready for a bit of a break from it. And then we did Milkshake make their own in-house shows. We filmed this dance show called the Bop Box series. We dress up in very silly outfits and do very simple dances. The idea is that the kids join in with us, and this kind of then all went out on DVD and everything. And then I went freelance for Milkshake for about 6 months, and in the meantime did a physical theatre tour of a show called Power Games with a company called Altered Skin. So we toured dancey kind of physical show for about 4 months. So that was brilliant. It was lovely for me to kind of have that break and still do the odd day on Milkshake at the same time. Last summer I went back to Milkshake because they offered me, we did a residency at Drayton Manor Theme Park. So Drayton Manor Theme Park have Thomas the Tank Engine Land, so that's our connection. So we did a residency of our Bop Box series, but in a theatre show environment. At the same time that was going on, we were in rehearsals for our new theatre tour. So we'd swap in and out of the telly, the new tour, and Drayton Manor. So it all kind of got very busy, as you can imagine.
It's making me feel tired just thinking about it.
Much jumping around.
Do you keep fit, or is the show enough to keep you fit?
I enjoy keeping fit as well, but I mean, I ran the London Marathon, which came about because in my first screen test, a Milkshake, I said, oh, you know, I'd love to run the marathon. Don't ever say that again.
A year later, I'm on the start line on my own thinking, what did I say that
right,
for?
Right, so in any future screen tests, avoid saying things like, I'd love to jump out of a plane.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd love to receive a year's free supply of cake.
Yes, please.
That's
yes.
what you should say.
Prime example of what not to say. It's, so I've left the marathon. I do the odd run now.
What's the worst thing that's ever happened to you on live television?
So on Milkshake, we have a swizzy chair. And I got into the habit of shaking my foot as I was presenting. And this turned into then a bit of turning on the chair. And the chair slipped underneath me and kind of went, ugh. And then the desk kind of went. And luckily, with Milkshake, it cuts after 20 seconds. No matter what you do, you're cut. So it cut me off mid-slide. I love doing the live mornings on telly. The live buzz is great. I really enjoy the tour because of seeing the audience's reaction, obviously, you know, seeing the kids' faces. I think for a lot of people who come to the Milkshake show, it's their first theatre experience, so it's lovely to see them. And we do these meet and greets for competition winners, and seeing them come up on the stage and meeting the bananas in pyjamas, I mean, can you imagine?
Well, the flip side of that question is, what's the worst bit about what you do?
Getting up in the morning, setting that alarm. I mean, my phone tells me how many minutes and hours when I set my alarm, I have to go to bed. But I just feel so privileged to be in work. I'm 24 and I feel really lucky to have done what I've done, fortunate to be in the position I'm in. So putting a Disney princess dress on for 6 weeks over Christmas and dancing around and singing a few songs. What girl would not want to do that? You know?
Do you know all the words to Let It Go?
Of course. Yeah. Channel 5 are great about it though. Milkshake are brilliant. A lot of the presenters do panto. And there's been times as well when I've been still on stage with Noddy and Tessie and you think, how did I get here? What's going on? What happened to being a doctor?
Far too serious.
Of course. Of course.
Olivia, thank you so much for coming in. And
thank you.
Thank you all for listening. And you can check Olivia out on Twitter. We will be publishing the podcast on SoundCloud, Audioboom, and via the news page on our website, excellenttalent.com.